In our fast-paced world, where challenges and uncertainties abound, the power of faith in prayer often remains a beacon of hope and solace. Imagine a connection so profound that it transcends our human understanding, offering peace and assurance in the midst of life's storms. This video will delve into the transformative power of faith-filled prayer, exploring how asking with a sincere heart can lead to receiving divine blessings. Prepare to embark on a journey that not only strengthens your faith, but also brings you closer to the heart of God. Faith is the cornerstone of our relationship with God. It is through faith that we approach the throne of grace with confidence, knowing that our prayers are heard. Hebrews 11:1 defines faith as the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. This assurance forms the bedrock of our prayer life, enabling us to trust in God's promises even when we cannot see immediate results. When we pray with faith, we acknowledge God's sovereignty and His ability to work beyond our understanding. It is not about the eloquence of our words, but the sincerity of our hearts. Faith-filled prayer is an act of surrender where we place our needs, desires, and worries into God's capable hands, trusting Him to act according to His will. Faith also involves perseverance. Jesus taught us to be persistent in prayer, as seen in the parable of the persistent widow, Luke 18:1-8. Her unwavering determination and faith in seeking justice exemplify how we should continually bring our requests before God, trusting that He will answer in His perfect timing. One of the greatest challenges in prayer is trusting in God's timing. Often, we expect immediate answers and can become discouraged when they do not materialize. However, Ecclesiastes 3:1 reminds us that for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. God's timing is perfect, and His delays are not denials. He knows what is best for us and orchestrates events in our lives according to His divine plan. When we trust in His timing, we demonstrate our faith in His wisdom and love, believing that He will provide what we need at the right moment. This trust requires patience and a heart willing to wait on the Lord. Isaiah 40:31 assures us that those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Trusting in God's timing renews our strength and deepens our relationship with Him, allowing us to experience His peace and provision. A pure heart is vital for effective prayer. Psalm 66:18 states, "If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened." Sin creates a barrier between us and God, hindering our prayers. Therefore, it is crucial to approach God with a heart that seeks forgiveness and purity. Confession and repentance are key components of maintaining a pure heart. When we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. This cleansing opens the way for our prayers to be heard and answered. Moreover, a pure heart aligns our desires with God's will. As we seek His righteousness, our prayers become more focused on His purposes rather than our own. This alignment brings us into deeper communion with God, allowing His will to be accomplished in and through us. Jesus encouraged us to ask boldly in prayer. In Matthew 7, 7-8, He said, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you." This invitation to ask boldly stems from a deep trust in God's goodness and his desire to bless his children. Bold prayer reflects our confidence in God's ability to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, Ephesians 3:20. It is not about demanding our way, but about recognizing that God is able to provide for our needs and fulfill his promises in extraordinary ways. When we ask boldly, we also open ourselves to experiencing God's power and grace in new dimensions. Our faith grows as we witness his miraculous interventions, and our relationship with him is strengthened. Bold prayer is an expression of our deepening trust and reliance on God's omnipotence. Intercessory prayer is a powerful expression of love and faith. It involves standing in the gap for others, lifting their needs before God, and believing for his intervention. James 5:16 highlights the effectiveness of such prayers. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. When we intercede for others, we participate in God's work of redemption and healing. Our prayers can bring comfort, deliverance, and restoration to those who are hurting. This act of intercession also transforms our own hearts, cultivating compassion and empathy as we align ourselves with God's heart for his people. Intercessory prayer requires persistence and faith. It is an ongoing commitment to pray for others, trusting that God hears and answers. As we intercede, we become vessels through which God's love and power flow, making a profound impact on the lives of those we pray for. Gratitude is a vital component of prayer. Philippians 4:6 encourages us to not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Thankfulness shifts our focus from our problems to God's goodness and faithfulness. When we express gratitude in prayer, we acknowledge God's past blessings and his continuous provision. This attitude of thankfulness strengthens our faith, reminding us of his unfailing love and care. It also opens our hearts to receive more of his blessings as we recognize and appreciate his hand at work in our lives. Gratitude transforms our prayers from mere requests to acts of worship. It cultivates a spirit of joy and contentment, allowing us to rest in God's presence and trust in his promises. As we give thanks, we align ourselves with God's will and experience his peace that surpasses all understanding. Philippians 4:7. The Holy Spirit plays a crucial role in our prayer life. Romans 8:26-27 teaches us that the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. The Holy Spirit guides and empowers our prayers, aligning them with God's will. When we yield to the Holy Spirit, our prayers become more effective and powerful. He brings to mind the needs of others, gives us the words to pray, and intercedes on our behalf when we are at a loss for words. This divine assistance ensures that our prayers are in harmony with God's purposes. The Holy Spirit also deepens our intimacy with God. As we pray in the Spirit, we are drawn closer to his heart, experiencing his presence and power in profound ways. This communion strengthens our faith and enhances our ability to pray according to God's will. Persistent prayer is a demonstration of our faith and determination. Jesus emphasized the importance of persistence in the parable of the persistent widow, Luke 18:1-8. Her unwavering resolve in seeking justice serves as an example of how we should continually bring our requests before God. Persistence in prayer doesn't mean repeating the same words mindlessly. Rather, it involves a steadfast commitment to seek God's will and to trust Him for the answers. This ongoing dialogue with God deepens our relationship with Him and aligns our desires with His purposes. Persistent prayer also builds our faith and patience. As we wait on God, we learn to rely on His timing and His wisdom. This process of waiting refines our character and strengthens our trust in His promises. Ultimately, persistent prayer leads to spiritual growth and a deeper understanding of God's faithfulness. Humility is essential for effective prayer. James 4:10 exhorts us to humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will exalt you. A humble heart recognizes our dependence on God and our need for His grace and mercy. When we approach God with humility, we acknowledge His sovereignty and our own limitations. This attitude of surrender opens the way for God's power to work in our lives. It also fosters a spirit of gratitude and reverence as we recognize God's greatness and our own need for His intervention. Humility in prayer involves being honest about our struggles and weaknesses. It means confessing our sins and seeking God's forgiveness. As we humble ourselves before Him, we experience His healing and restoration, and our prayers become more aligned with His will. Praying. Scripture is a powerful way to align our prayers with God's will. The Bible is God's word, and when we pray it, we are declaring His promises and truths over our lives. Hebrews 4:12 tells us that the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. When we incorporate Scripture into our prayers, we tap into the power and authority of God's word. It strengthens our faith, reminding us of His promises and His character. Praying Scripture also helps us to pray more effectively as it guides our words and aligns them with God's purposes. Praying Scripture involves meditating on God's Word and allowing it to shape our prayers. It means speaking His promises over our situations and trusting in His power to fulfill them. As we pray Scripture, we experience the transformative power of God's Word in our lives. Receiving answers to our prayers requires faith. Mark 11:24 teaches us, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." This kind of faith involves trusting that God has heard our prayers and is already at work to bring about His purposes. Faith in receiving answers means letting go of doubt and fear. It involves standing on God's promises and believing that He is faithful to fulfill them. This unwavering trust opens the way for God's blessings to flow into our lives. Receiving answers also involves being open to God's will. Sometimes His answers may not align with our expectations, but they are always for our good. Faith means trusting that God's plans are better than our own, and that His answers will bring about His best for our lives. Corporate prayer is a powerful expression of unity and faith. When believers come together to pray, their collective faith and agreement amplify the power of their prayers. Matthew 18:19 to 20 highlights this power. "Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them." Corporate prayer strengthens the body of Christ. It fosters a sense of community and mutual support as believers lift each other up in prayer. This unity creates a powerful force that can bring about significant change and breakthrough. Corporate prayer also encourages accountability and growth. As believers share their needs and pray for one another, they are encouraged and strengthened in their faith. This collective prayer also provides a platform for witnessing God's answers and celebrating His faithfulness together. Worship is an integral part of prayer. It involves praising God for who He is and acknowledging His greatness. Psalm 104 encourages us to enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. Worship in prayer shifts our focus from our needs to God's majesty. It creates an atmosphere of reverence and awe where we recognize His sovereignty and goodness. This attitude of worship enhances our prayer experience, drawing us closer to God's presence. Worship also strengthens our faith. As we declare God's attributes and His past faithfulness, our confidence in His ability to answer our prayers grows. Worship transforms our hearts, aligning them with God's will and opening the way for His power to work in our lives. Praying for others is a powerful act of love and faith. It involves lifting their needs before God and believing for His intervention. Ephesians 6:18 encourages us to pray at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. When we pray for others, we participate in God's work of redemption and healing. Our prayers can bring comfort, deliverance, and restoration to those who are hurting. This act of intercession also transforms our own hearts, cultivating compassion and empathy as we align ourselves with God's heart for His people. Praying for others requires persistence and faith. It is an ongoing commitment to lift their needs before God, trusting that He hears and answers. As we intercede, we become vessels through which God's love and power flow, making a profound impact on the lives of those we pray for. Fasting is a powerful spiritual discipline that enhances our prayer life. It involves abstaining from food or other pleasures to focus more intently on seeking God. Matthew 6:17 18 teaches us, "But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Fasting deepens our dependence on God. It creates space for us to listen to His voice and seek His guidance. This act of self-denial also heightens our awareness of our need for God and our reliance on His strength. Fasting in prayer brings breakthrough and clarity. It removes distractions and aligns our hearts with God's purposes. As we humble ourselves through fasting, we experience a greater sensitivity to the Holy Spirit and a deeper intimacy with God, enabling our prayers to be more effective and powerful. Praying in Jesus' name is a powerful aspect of Christian prayer. John 14, 13-14 assures us, "Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." Praying in Jesus' name means invoking His authority and aligning our prayers with His will. When we pray in Jesus' name, we acknowledge His Lordship and His role as our mediator before God. It signifies our faith in His power and His promises. This invocation of Jesus' name adds weight and authority to our prayers, opening the way for God's power to work. Praying in Jesus' name also unites us with His mission and purposes. It means seeking His will above our own and trusting in His wisdom. As we pray in Jesus' name, we align ourselves with His heart, ensuring that our prayers are in harmony with God's divine plan. Faith is crucial in praying for healing. James 5:14-15 instructs us, "Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up." Praying for healing requires a firm belief in God's power and his desire to heal. It involves trusting in his ability to restore health and wholeness. This faith-filled prayer invites God's healing touch and opens the way for miracles. Healing prayer also involves persistence and patience. Sometimes healing may not be immediate, but our faith remains steadfast. As we continue to pray and trust in God's timing, we experience his grace and strength, knowing that he is at work even when we cannot see it. Praying with expectation means believing that God will answer our prayers. Mark 11:24 encourages us, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." This kind of prayer is filled with hope and anticipation, trusting in God's promises. When we pray with expectation, we demonstrate our faith in God's ability to act. This attitude of expectancy aligns our hearts with His will, opening the way for His blessings to flow into our lives. It also cultivates a spirit of joy and gratitude as we look forward to His answers. Praying with expectation involves letting go of doubt and fear. It means standing on God's promises and believing that He is faithful to fulfill them. This unwavering trust opens the way for God's power to work in our lives, bringing about His best for us. Obedience is a vital aspect of effective prayer. 1 John 3:22 teaches us, "And whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do what pleases Him." A life of obedience aligns us with God's will and opens the way for our prayers to be answered. When we live in obedience to God's commands, we demonstrate our love and reverence for Him. This attitude of submission pleases God and creates an environment where His blessings can flow. Obedience also ensures that our prayers are in harmony with His purposes, making them more effective. Obedience in prayer involves listening to God's voice and following His guidance. It means being willing to act on what He reveals to us, trusting that His ways are best. As we walk in obedience, we experience a deeper intimacy with God and a greater effectiveness in our prayers. Unity in prayer is a powerful force. When believers come together in agreement, their collective faith and unity amplify the power of their prayers. Acts 4:31 illustrates this power. "And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness." Praying in unity strengthens the body of Christ. It fosters a sense of community and mutual support as believers lift each other up in prayer. This unity creates a powerful force that can bring about significant change and breakthrough. Unity in prayer also encourages accountability and growth. As believers share their needs and pray for one another, they are encouraged and strengthened in their faith. This collective prayer provides a platform for witnessing God's answers and celebrating His faithfulness together. Faith plays a crucial role in praying for financial provision. Philippians 4:19 assures us, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus." Trusting in God's provision means believing that He is able and willing to meet our needs. Praying for financial provision requires faith in God's promises and His ability to provide. It involves seeking His guidance and wisdom in managing our resources. This faith-filled prayer invites God's provision and opens the way for His blessings to flow into our lives. Financial provision also involves obedience and stewardship. As we trust God with our finances, we are called to be faithful stewards of what He provides. This obedience ensures that our prayers for provision are in harmony with His will, making them more effective. Praying for guidance is an essential aspect of our relationship with God. Proverbs 3:5-6 encourages us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths." Seeking God's guidance ensures that our steps are aligned with His will. When we pray for guidance, we demonstrate our dependence on God's wisdom and direction. This attitude of trust invites His leading and opens the way for His purposes to be fulfilled in our lives. Praying for guidance also deepens our relationship with God as we seek to know and follow His will. Praying for guidance involves being still and listening to God's voice. It means seeking His counsel through His Word and the Holy Spirit. As we pray for guidance, we experience His peace and clarity, knowing that He is leading us according to His perfect plan. The power of faith in prayer is a profound gift from God, offering us a direct line of communication with our Creator. Through faith-filled prayer, we can ask and receive, knowing that God's love and wisdom guide every answer. As we cultivate a life of prayer, grounded in faith, trust, humility, and obedience, we open ourselves to the boundless blessings and peace that come from a deep and abiding relationship with God. Prayer transforms our hearts and minds, aligning us with God's will and purposes. It strengthens our faith, deepens our intimacy with God, and empowers us to live out His calling in our lives. Let us embrace the power of faith in prayer, trusting in God's promises and His unfailing love. As we journey together in faith, may our prayers be a reflection of our trust in God and our desire to see His kingdom come. Let us continually seek His face, knowing that He is faithful to hear and answer. May our lives be a testament to the power of faith-filled prayer, bringing glory to God and drawing others to His love and grace. If this video has inspired you, please subscribe to the Bible Glow channel for more uplifting content. Leave your questions and thoughts in the comments below. We love hearing from you. Together, let's continue to grow in faith and the power of prayer.